This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com. To explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson Bechtold behind the glass this morning on the Fan Morning Show, and join us right now on that Fan Hotline is our guy, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Dort. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. It's Friday. Well, actually, I can't complain because it's freezing out, and I wish it was warm. But it's Friday, and I can't wait for the weekend. Chris, the salary cap's going to go up in the NFL. What could that mean for the Steelers, and where should they appropriately target first with that money? And let's put quarterback out of this equation, because that seems to be the hot topic, and we talk about quarterback all the time. But in your opinion, where do they need to make that money useful on their roster?
I really think that this is a team that you can use this in several different directions. One, you could go after a few free agent wide receivers. There's several wide receiver twos out there in free agency. But I really think one target that they should get specifically is if they can land Byron Murphy, because the cornerback out of Minnesota. I liked him coming out of the draft years ago when he was coming in. I thought he was a guy that should have been their first round target. But then when you look at what he did last year as a vet in Minnesota, he was really sharp. But there was a question, would the Vikings franchise tag him? And recently there was a part of his deal, they pushed back for the void in his contract so that he cannot be franchise tagged. So if he wants to go to free agency, there's nothing they can do to stop him. And if he hits free agency, I think the Steelers should go right after him, because he's not just a corner that can play for you, but he can play on the outside and in the slot. He can move around. He's really athletic, plays the ball well. He's very technically sound. Putting him next to Joey Porter Jr. and giving him that flexibility, he would be the thing that they hoped Cameron Sutton was going to be by bringing him back, by being a solid veteran who can make plays, be flexible in your defense, and still be in his prime. That's a guy that they should go after. I also think the Steelers need to get some defensive depth on the defensive line as far as guys who can rush the passer. Milton Williams from the Eagles, Wharton from the Chiefs. There's several guys that you could bring in where you could say, hey, you maybe won't start over Cam Hayward or Keanu Benton, but you're going to be in that immediate rotation and gives them a better presence than, say, Montrevious Adams or Isaiah Loudermilk, the backup guys they've had for years. And that can bring you something like the Eagles had, where they're not even blitzing. They're just rushing four, and they have fresh guys every play rushing four because they had a rotation of really good interior pass rushers.
Chris, when you look at just the offensive side of the ball and the fact that they spent less than $50 million on offense last year, how much of a point of emphasis do you think it needs to be, especially with the cap going up, that the Steelers allocate significant resources to offensive weapons, specifically wide receiver in free agency?
I think it would be good to do it, but they shouldn't do it just to get a guy, right? They need to make sure it's their guy. Like, for example, if T. Higgins hadn't been franchise tagged by the Bengals, he was always going to be. If he wasn't getting franchise tagged, go after him. Go spend $30 million, whatever you can, and then that would change this equation entirely, right? But the big reason why the Steelers haven't spent as much on offense is because the bulk of their offense have been on rookie deals. You look at the four starting offensive linemen, Broderick Jones, Mason McCormick, Zach Frazier, even Dan Moore last year. They were all on rookie deals. That's why there wasn't as much of an investment there. Troy Faltano, when he starts next year, will be on a rookie deal. You even look at guys, Najee Harris was on a rookie deal. Pat Freiermuth was just coming off his rookie deal. George Pickens, rookie deal. Calvin Austin, rookie deal. So it's more so because they've been trying to find that young nucleus. That's why they haven't spent as much there. But they should go get a guy there. And I think that it might not even be – I think that when you look at the free agent wide receivers, that none of them pop out to me as like, this guy could change everything. Maybe Chris Godwin but he's coming off that injury. He's 29 years old, but you're hoping that he can get back there. Maybe Amari Cooper, but he's 31. He's a little bit older. Honestly, I think the way to do this might even be not necessarily free agency, but going in the trade market, like seeing if there's a way you can get Cortland Sutton off the Broncos. That would be a nice wide receiver to pair with George Pickens, and that would be some money that you could throw into the offense. I look at this free agent class, and there's not that receiver, especially with T. Higgins gone now, that says, "Oh yeah, go get that guy. Right. He's the game changer." There's guys I'm like, okay, he could be solid. Like I think that about Keenan Allen. He's going to be 33 this year. That doesn't get me excited to go say spend big in free agency at wide receiver. I think that's the other part of this, is that you got to make sure you're spending well at that position, and not just spending to spend, because when you do that, then you end up with bad contracts, then you end up with mid players on big deals, and that does not help anyone.
Chris, are you going to the combine next week?
I am. In fact, I'm leaving this morning to head to South Bend to get ready to cover Pitt basketball at Notre Dame this weekend. And then as soon as that's over, I'm headed to Indianapolis right after.
Well, let's talk about Pitt basketball real quick, and then we'll talk about the combine. Sure. Pitt basketball, are they on the bubble? Do they have a chance? Like, what do they have to do to, give themselves some type of life going down this last couple games?
So here's the thing. They right now, technically, I think, are off the bubble because of that 2-8 stretch, but they do have the opportunity to get back on it. They basically have to win out, or at least win 4 of their 5, and with that only loss being Louisville. This weekend they go to Notre Dame. That's a road quad 2 opportunity. That's not going to put them back into the the tournament by itself, but it can set the stage for them to get there. If you beat Notre Dame on the road, that's a road quad 2 win. Then you come back at home, you beat Georgia Tech. All of a sudden, you've won 4 games in a row. You've got that. If you get some help by some other teams losing that are on the bubble, you can get back into that next 4-out conversation, maybe even the first 4-out conversation. But if you do those things and then you beat Louisville on the road, that's the thing that I think can prop them back into, okay, maybe they're across the board in the bracketologists' views back in the conversation. But if they can, I think that's the key, though. They need to win out. The ACC does not get any favors. They spent all the good capital that they got by early in the season, starting off 12-2 with their really good non-conference schedule. All that stuff is gone. But if they get back into being a bubble team, that non-conference strength of schedule that they had and the strong start that they had is that was the thing that held them back last year. I truly think the key to this has been getting back to 21 wins before the ACC tournament. Now, granted, they got to win out to get to that point now, right? They got 16 wins. They got 5 games left. That's the key here. But
oh, he froze. He froze.
Froze mid-sentence.
Let's try to get. Oh, there we go.
You're back. You at least present an opportunity.
Sorry, you froze there, Chris. It's all good. No, you're back now. I think so. Okay. Okay. So you're going to Notre Dame. You're going to South Bend to cover Pitt basketball, and we'll see if they can pull out that win clearly. But then you're headed to Indy for the combine, for somebody like you, like, what is the biggest thing that you're looking for at the combine? Like, what do you look to get out of the combine? Do you look at, you know, some of the interviews and you interviewing other people? Do you talk to other people? And maybe, I don't even know if you talk to scouts. Like, I've never been on that side of things. I've just been on the inside of the things, running and doing the dumb stuff that we do at the combine. What are you looking to get out of going to the combine and learning?
Well, you know, I like to get this, the sense of, all right, like, I've studied guys on tape. Now, what are these guys like personality wise? What, you know, how do they present themselves on a stage? You know, who are they talking to? What is the emphasis that they're putting on their conversations when we ask them things? Like, for example, the year that they drafted Keanu Benton, I was like, man, they should really get a defensive lineman. And when I spoke to Keanu Benton, and back people that watched Locked On Steelers back then, as soon as I talked to that guy, I'm like, that guy's a Steeler. Mm. The way that he talks, the way that he operates, that is exactly what the Steelers want. And if they can get him, that's a plus. And lo and behold, they went and got him. And so I look to get that. But also, like you said, there's scouts there. There's all sorts of people there that have their opinions on things. And some of them ask your opinion. Like last year, I had a former NFL player who's a current scout for the team ask me about Bub Means, because he knew He saw that I was a Pitt reporter. He was like, what do you think about him? Like, is he a good leader? Is he this? Is he that? And so there's exchanging of information. Honestly, half of the combine is interviewing the people on the podiums, right? It's talking to the players. It's also talking to Omar Khan, because he'll speak at the combine. But the other half of the combine is who you're talking to, is who you're learning from, because team scouts are there, coaches are there, there's plenty of opportunities. There's front office guys that are there. There's a mixed thing of things there, and that helps inform your decisions. That's how, like, the last few years I've been able to kind of put together my big board and get a lot of guys that the Steelers were actually targeting higher up in my big board, was because I was able to say, okay, this is what I've been hearing from the Steelers organization. This is what I've been hearing from draft experts. This is what I think about these guys. Let me put this in my top 100 board. Bam. This is the sense that you get there. And I've been pretty close to whoever they've picked for the past, I'd say, 5 or 6 years in doing this, getting people ready for that. So the combine's a lot of fun because there's so much learning going on involved, but it is fast paced. There are so many people. There's so many things to learn. So it's a whirlwind of a week, but it's always exciting to get there. Indianapolis is a fun town. So it's gonna be a banging week. I go to Notre Dame today to get ready for Pitt basketball, Indy all week, and then as soon as I leave Indy on Friday, I'm driving to Louisville to cover Pitt basketball on that next Saturday. So it's going to be a heck of a 9 days here.
That's awesome. You're the man, and you're the only one that's able to do it, and you do it very, very well, man. We appreciate you. Woo. We'll talk to you next week. I guess you'll be in Indy. We'll talk to you from Indy if you have some time to call in.
Absolutely. That'll be fun. Yeah, I think it's O-line that day, that morning. So, like, the Friday could be tricky if I want to go talk to those guys. But we'll deal with that. Just text me, and we'll deal with that problem then.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas.
All right. Here he goes. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. Got a busy 2 weeks ahead of him. Bechtold, I don't know if they even do this anymore, because I think that there was articles that came out about it, and I think they kind of stopped this. I could be wrong, but whenever I was at the combine, I called it the meat market. And you would strip down all the way to your compression shorts and stand on a stage, and you would weigh in, like, basically naked in front of all the scouts, all the coaches.
Like,
and
that picture of Tom Brady?
But it's like in a big, like, stage room, and then there's like hundreds of coaches and scouts from every team that are in the stands. And then whenever you're done, it says, like, you know, Doran Dickerson weighed in 237.5 pounds. And then you see everybody writing their notes down, and then you have to walk down the stage and walk through the scouts. Like, there's like a runway, and you walk through, and all the scouts are like poking at my legs and poking at my sides and poking at my arms.
What?
How about that? We called it the meat market. I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore. I don't know. Very weird.
They were poking at you?
They were poking.
They have like their fingers or like pencils?
Yeah,
or
their fingers are like poking at me. How about that? Weird.
Is that the weirdest thing that went on at the combine?
Absolutely not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.